Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating, all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order, we're done, bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A brand new year means a brand new way to start doing things differently in life that help you more than hurt you. And one of them, most definitely, is to get the best night's sleep and most likely more sleep than you've gotten in the past. Friends, it's the only reason that I recommend that the only place you go is MyPillow. MyPillow revolutionized my sleep 3 years ago, and I haven't gone a single night since the very first one that I slept on the MyPillow that I haven't gotten REM cycle sleep. Friends, I want you to know the same deep, healing, peaceful existence that you get when you get a good night's sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep deeper, you sleep a little bit longer, and your overall health goes up considerably. Check it out. Final few days of the buy one, get one free. Now's a perfect time to get a MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, lots of stuff to get to. We will talk to Mike Baker, former CIA covert ops officer, about what needs to happen before the North Korean meeting with President Trump. Joe Borelli's here to talk about some moves in New York State. Shelley Goldberg with a parenting hack today. It's all straight ahead. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I thought, I'm leading the Russia investigation, even though our relationship was becoming strained, there's no way I'm going to get fired or whacked.
Because why? Why wouldn't you get fired?
Because that would be a crazy thing to do. Why would you fire the FBI director who's leading the Russia investigation?
Because you're leading the Russia investigation.
Yeah. Oh, he's two pennies too cute. That James Comey. He was on The View. Was it yesterday he was on The View? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Yesterday, this morning. I don't watch The View, so I don't know. But evidently, Meghan McCain took him down. And there's a lot on Twitter today that is people that used to speak badly of Meghan McCain, like she wasn't conservative enough or whatever. There's a lot of tweets today saying, you know, why can't we have more mainline journalists being this diligent to get questions answered that need to be asked? And I know part of the reason Comey wouldn't do those interviews. He would back out if a serious person said, hey, we need to interview about serious things, like the Senate did for Mr. Comey. In fact, that's the oversight committee that oversees the FBI, Senate Judiciary Committee. And when they said, you need to come over here and answer some questions for us, he said, oh, I'm too busy. But then George Stephanopoulos wants to sit down, do 5 hours worth of interviews, and he answers every question that he's asked. Very weird stuff. Anyway, the quicker James Comey exits the public stage, the better for all Americans at this point in time. Okay, so I just want to say thank you. A bunch of you came up to me this morning when we had our Salem Business Breakfast. We do these twice a year, and we've got a great staff, Darren Yellen and Grace Santulli and Laura Schaefer and all the ones, Peter Fiveland, Mark DeBoer, everybody that puts heavy, heavy lifting, Matt Sambolin, into getting this event done. And we had a great crowd and yummy food from DR Catering, absolutely delicious. I didn't get to go to the complimentary dinner from Portobello Restaurant last night, but I heard great things about that. I was there a year ago. But it was just a stellar event all the way around. And so I just want to say thanks to the whole team for putting that together. But I really want to say thank you to those that came up to me and said nice things to me. People like Mike, Sal over at the L'Artigiano Gelato Table. Said some very nice stuff. Barbara wanted to chew my ear for about 20 minutes, and I just appreciated everything she had to say. My friend Catherine from, Catherine, you know where you're from. I won't identify you on the air, but she spent several minutes telling me how important this show is to her and how she just really enjoys it every day. Nikki, Tom, a whole bunch of others came up and said, Kev, we just depend on you every day to help us understand, what's going on in the world from the time we last left the radio. And that's why we're here at 5 o'clock. Breaking news, why it matters, what it means and why it matters every single day. So thanks for joining us. All right. So a very interesting broadcast we've got on tap for you today. The value of quotations in a family's life, I never really given much thought to. But Shelley Goldberg has asked me to give some thought to it and maybe come up with a thought or two, a quotation that was in our family, meant something back in the day, because she's gonna talk about the importance of that with our parenting hack a little bit later in the hour. Joe Borelli, who seems to be on the Joe Piscopo show like nearly every other day. Like, I see the guest list, and seriously, I don't know who's paying who what, but I think that Mr. Borelli is, and because of that, I'm always trying to be, polite. Frank Morano has this thing where if we have someone on like too close of a period of time when he's been on with Joe, then it's like we're breaking some etiquette that doesn't even exist in radio. But having said that, I did convince the minority whip council member to join us today because there's a couple of issues in New York state government that I think have a broad enough appeal to everyone listening that we'd be well serviced to hear them out. But they have to do with the governor just coming out and unilaterally saying, oh, we're going to change the law without any input from the legislature yesterday about who gets to vote. And secondly, there's this story about the AG here in New York trying to get the governor and the legislature to pass some sort of legislation. I don't even know how this would work because I don't know how it would in any way ever stand up in court. But in some way to try to block presidential pardons if President Trump pardons a New Yorker and they want to try the New Yorker again for the same crime. So we'll talk to Joe Borelli about that. And then Mike Baker is going to join us. Normally Mike is with us on a day when there's been a terror attack. But today, he's got some very interesting things to say about what we do to prepare for this meeting, this summit, that the president made clear, even this weekend, that he's going to hold to for North Korea. So how significant is this, and what should we do to prepare for that? Mike Baker, former CIA operative, officer. He's now head of Diligence LLC, which is a great firm. You see him on the cable news networks. He talks a lot about national security, et cetera. There's also been a ton of news throughout the day today, and even just before we went on the air, this new report, Mayor Rudy Giuliani is now in talks to join the Trump legal team, which would be significant. I mean, there may not be a tougher prosecutor in the public space than Rudy Giuliani was, especially when he was taking the mob down. So what would it mean to have someone of his caliber on the Trump legal team? That's pretty impressive. We'll see. Also, Rod Rosenstein this afternoon, it's been revealed, has told the president firsthand that he is not a target of the investigation. Now, what's weird about this is the media is so intent on trying to stir up something between Trump and the investigation. And earlier today, I saw another cabinet member say, you know what? It never even crosses his mind. He's not thinking about the Cohen investigation, and he's not thinking about the Russia investigation. He's running the country, which is exactly what we want him to do, right? He's getting ready to declare victory in North Korea when he gets them to give up their nukes. That's going to be a red-letter day. And he will have done it. The least presidential president of the modern era, if you believe historians. There's other rumors about Michael Cohen. Would he turn state's witness on the president if he ends up getting charged and so forth? Speculation. None of that is really nearly as interesting to me as what also broke just before we got on the air, which is this, that the Comey memos that have been requested are now going to be delivered. The DOJ has confirmed that. So, and then there's also new information on Andrew McCabe. His IG report from the Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz, that actually has already been referred to the regional state's attorney for criminal prosecution. It doesn't mean he's necessarily going to be charged, but it's already been turned over to him in the event that that does go down. So a lot of moving pieces today, and we're going to try to stay on top of all of them for you. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, it's been a real joy to be able to tell you about something that took place last December. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was on a regular basis telling you about the need of our friends in the Sudan region, specifically people that have been enslaved there. Yes, actual human trafficking and slavery that had gone on between what is now the two countries of Sudan and South Sudan. South Sudan is the youngest country on earth because they were given their liberty and freedom from the north a number of years ago when the world powers said this war between the jihadists in northern Sudan and the Christians in the south has to come to an end. What had happened prior to that was there were a lot of slave raids where northern jihadis would ride into the south and just take people from villages and take them back, enslaving them in their work of their cattle ranches. Well, when the global community came together to stop the war, they didn't do anything to liberate the tens of thousands of slaves that had been taken captive. Friends, here's the wonderful news that we can share today. Back in December, I told you about an organization called Christian Solidarity International, a group I've worked with for a number of years to help free human slaves from places all over the world. They have been working in the Sudan region since the time of the war, and they have seen personally over 80,000 slaves be liberated and returned to South Sudan, never being taken back into slavery again. That's because they have a very simple process. They know that the northern jihadists are able to be incentivized. And so with Arab sympathizers that run, in essence, an underground railroad to and from the slave traders themselves, they offer cattle vaccine in exchange for the life and liberty of a slave. When they told us in November of last year that they needed help with 48 slaves, you were so generous in your response that we were able to end up freeing nearly 99. Nearly 100 slaves went free because of your generosity. They were all liberated, by the way, the last week of January, headed into the month of February. Now they have told us that there is another liberation point coming in early June. That means we have until the end of May to actually liberate some 82 different slaves that they've already negotiated the release for. These would include women. Some of their children are included, and some of them would be young women that do not have any children. These have all been people that have been abused by their slave captors, and they are looking forward to returning home to their families with their with the people that they love and that they know. Friends, I want you to get a glimpse of just how bad this is. These slaves, most times, if they are female, are marched north miles and miles and miles into the slave camps. And then they are told, with the lid of a can or a piece of glass or maybe some sort of sharpened metal of some sort, to go genital mutilate themselves, to perform female circumcision so that they can be, quote, a good Muslim wife to their slave captor. Friends, these women have seen traumatic experiences, and they need help. That's why your donation to Christian Solidarity International not only releases their freedom by supplying the vaccine, but it also helps them have an entire bag of what's called hope for the coming year. These are supplies that they will need to survive their first full year in liberty, reunited with their family. Please call and help now. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. $250 one-time gift will help liberate a slave right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think Mike Pompeo will go down as one of the great Secretary of States. And by the way, he just left North Korea, had a great meeting with Kim Jong-un, and got along with him really well, really great.
That was the president bragging about a day or so ago about the progress that has been made towards this upcoming summit. We all know that Kim Jong-un and President Trump are scheduled to sit down. But what should they be thinking when they do? How should they approach that? And what stakes are at play here? Do we run a risk of losing anything in such a meeting? For some additional thought on this, I thought we would chat with former CIA covert ops officer and president of Diligence LLC, Mike Baker. Mike, good to have you back.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
When you got word last week, as the rest of the world did, that Pompeo had spent Easter weekend in North Korea, what went through your head?
Well, I thought it was probably shocking to a lot of people in Washington, D.C., who didn't think that anybody could keep a secret anymore. So it was good to see that, you know, they were able to, at least for a period of time, as they were setting the table and getting the trip taken care of, they were able to keep it under wraps. I know that there's some Democrats up on the Hill who are, you know, a little bit perturbed that they weren't given a briefing. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, leaks are fairly commonplace among committee staffers and others. So with something of this sensitivity and with the sort of stakes that are involved here, I have no problems with the fact that the administration wanted to keep this under wraps.
Yeah. Well, and I to be honest, I can't comprehend why Democrats on the Hill would be in a position to demand much of anything. I mean, part of the executive branch's job is to carry out the business of the executive branch. And as a cabinet secretary, or as CIA director in this case, he's not yet the Secretary of State, this was a mission that the president sent him on. And is it any of Congress's business, as long as it doesn't tie us up in some sort of international affair?
Well, I mean, I think much like the short answer is no, but much like any other situation, you know, in any other issue now, you know, it's all partisan politics, and right. You know, you've got the anti-Trump camp that, look, if Hillary Clinton had won the election and was proposing these talks, she would be hailed as visionary and you know, a great world leader. But it's, you know, it's that's not, and to be fair, the Republicans would be, you know, stepping all over it. So it's just politics. But look,
sure.
You would think that there would be a few things that, you know, both sides would come together on. And one of those you would think would be to denuclearize the peninsula, the importance of that. And we know that for several decades now, this foreign policy strategy that we've had has gone nowhere. and has only allowed North Korea to get to this point where they are close to a fully developed nuclear and ballistic missile capability. So, you know, frankly, I think that it's time to try a different tack. And it may not work. There's a very good chance that nothing will come of it. And, you know, but why not give it a try?
Right. Well, let me break this down in a couple of different ways, and then we'll address each of them. But let's talk about kind of what you just referenced, but kind of expound upon, and that is what we have done to try to fix the situation thus far that hasn't worked. And then going forward from now and what Pompeo tried to do into the meeting with Trump and Kim Jong-un in a couple of in a few days, it's just going to be next month, we think. What should we focus on and you know, practically target between now and then? But let's start with what's been done before, and why do you think it hasn't been effective in terms of what we needed to express to North Korea?
Well, it's been this idea of a containment policy, and we've used a carrot and stick approach, and periodically the, you know, North Korean regime would, you know, throw their teddy out of the cot and get some world attention, and we would give them something. Usually some form of mild sanctions relief. And then, you know, there would be some discussions about, you know, not developing nuclear weapons or ballistic missile capability. And, you know, everybody would pretend that they would adhere to it. You know, our side would walk away and point to their peace talks and how clever they were. And nothing would happen. And so what that's led to, again, is this point where we really don't have many options, because they have gotten very close to the breakout of both a right. fully developed ballistic missile capability and a nuclear weapons capability. So, again, you know, one of the first things I did when I was brought into the agency, the CIA, all those years ago, was to work on the North Korea desk for a period of time. And I can tell you that, you know, our policy over the past 30 years on the foreign policy side really was particularly, you know, ineffective. And I would argue the same thing with the Iranians. So I don't expect any other result with the Iranians out of this lauded, you know, nuclear deal that we had from the previous administration.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So Kim Jong-un did the same thing when Trump first came into power. He fired off missiles and he got the rest of the world's attention. But Trump handled it differently. He didn't immediately say, we're going to give you anything. In fact, he sent Tillerson to China, and he sent Mattis on his marching orders, and from both ends, state and military, the rhetoric got ratcheted up pretty quickly. Like, if you don't stop, we're going to smash you. And suddenly there's this new, different approach that North Korea seems to be coming up with. Did Trump's heavy hand play to our advantage?
Well, I think in a way it did. I think part of it is also China's recognition that, you know, we are in a different world now, and that North Korea has you know, marched far enough down the road where, you know, their capabilities are, you know, leaving us with very few options. And so I think that dynamic has changed. But I think that the disruptive nature of the current administration had something to do with it.
Well, and so that brings me to my next question, and that is, between now and when Trump does sit down with Kim Jong-un, which will, I mean, I got to admit, I never thought I'd see happen in my lifetime. What should we be doing? What's our posture between now and then, and how do we prepare for that meeting?
Well, first of all, we keep the sanctions in place. We don't give up anything. And we continue to be very realistic about expectations. And I think that's important from a public understanding as well. So the administration needs to make sure that their messaging is very, very concise and clear that, you know, the likelihood of success could be very, very minimal here. But the point of the exercise is to try. And, you know, our allies are on board, the Japanese, the South Koreans, the Chinese, again, I think, sense a shift in the dynamic here and are willing and certainly able to influence this outcome. So, you know, I think aside from just how we frame this, we also have to go into it, as the president has said, willing to stand up and walk away. If the North Koreans come to the table with just an unacceptable set of demands. And they will come to the table expecting and asking very clearly for certain things. And we have to evaluate in terms of risk versus gain. The problem we're always going to have at the end of the day is, how do we verify any end product? So if they don't make a sort of an inappropriate or unacceptable list of demands, and we're able to work through those, and we come up with a framework that says this is how we're going to reach an agreement, then it's the verification process that has always stumped us in the past. And certainly with the Iranians, going back to that issue again, that's been the problem. So that'll be the part that really gets, it has to be nailed down, because without verification, it all means absolutely nothing.
I don't think that we're going to have trouble developing a checklist to say, hey, you're not doing what you said you would do. But and along those lines, then I think that we'll end up being okay. What's your over-under on whether or not we get him to denuke the peninsula?
You know,
50-50?
I'm a terrible gambler, but I would say it's a small likelihood, but it is a... the stakes are high, and we need to try it.
Yeah. All right. Well said. Mike Baker, president of Diligence LLC, and follow him on Twitter at MB Company Man. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words change the world.
You risk people looking to me before Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure is significantly so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate, and not just give us your order, we're done, bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you, and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in, rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad. Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and thankful that I get to spend time like I did today with great listeners at the Salem Business Breakfast in Wanacue, the Wanacue Academic Center in Passaic, New Jersey. Had a great time. Many of you came up and said how much you enjoy joining us every afternoon, making sure you're caught up to speed on what's going on. And I am glad to have my next guest join me as well. Joe Borelli is a minority whip on the city council for New York City and is also an instructor, college level of, well, Councilman, remind me what you teach. Is it a political...
I teach political science, American government, and oftentimes state and local government as well. So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So as it pertains to that expertise, I want to get your thoughts on this. Joe Borelli is my guest. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Borelli NYC. Here is this story from CNBC today. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has asked Governor Cuomo and the state legislature in New York to do something I've never heard anybody ever ask a governor to do before, and that is basically to pass legislation that would prevent a presidential pardon, if given by Donald Trump, to block any state or local prosecutions with those pardons. Your reaction to this?
Well, it just proves once again that this person, Eric Schneiderman, is not the Attorney General of New York. He's the lead attorney of the anti-Trump agenda. If you just go back and scroll through his press releases, every, you know, second one is something to do with President Trump or the Trump administration or even the Trump family through one of their businesses. This is essentially the bringing back of double jeopardy, you know, constitution, smonstitution. Basically what he's saying is that if the president pardons someone who's been convicted, right, you only get pardoned if you're convicted.
Right.
So if the president pardons someone, now the state can try someone for the same crime again. You know, why don't we bring back bills of attainder? Why don't we have the man in the iron mask? And the answer
right.
is the constitution. And
right.
someone who just disregards it.
Well, what's interesting is he's calling it a loophole. And I'm saying this, there is no loophole here. If a president pardons somebody, that person shall be pardoned. Like that's just the way it goes. And the idea that some local state, or local regional, jurisdiction, even on the same, matter or crime would outrank that of the president is just astounding. But it does indicate one thing, Joe, that these people really do think that there is a way to just get around a president that they don't like.
Right, and just keep in mind the partisanship. You know, this is not something Schneiderman suggested when President Obama was
right.
Pardoning people convicted of gun crimes and drug trafficking. You know, those people are fine to not be tried in double jeopardy. But someone like Michael Cohen, who didn't pay taxes on his taxi medallion, you know, he should be, under lock and key.
Well, and what people may not understand is that Schneiderman has been just eager, chomping at the bit, trying to help in every way he can the Mueller investigation. So there's just all kinds of taint all over this. Now, I hope that the governor and the legislature will just laugh at it and throw it away. What do you think will actually happen from this request?
So, I mean, they have a minority sponsor in the state Senate, Todd Kominsky. Now, just to give you a backstory on Todd Kominsky, Todd Kominsky is the prosecutor who put Michael Grimm in jail for essentially for not paying for illegal busboys in his restaurant. I mean, that's essentially what Michael Grimm pled guilty to. I happen to be not supporting Michael Grimm for Congress, but
right.
just laying the facts out. I mean, it's absurd. You know, this is one partisan piggybacking on another partisan and a total disregard for the law, which unfortunately is sort of the modus operandi of Eric Schneiderman when he can get good press on being anti-Trump.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. Now, let me shift quickly to another issue that the governor brought up yesterday, and that is that he, through executive order, has said he can unilaterally change whether or not ex-felons get to vote in the state, ignoring any current due process that may be in place. What should the reaction of the voters of New York be, Councilman?
Well, they should be incensed. You know, the legislature actually weighed this as a measure. I mean, the state could do this. There's nothing preventing it. But the legislature is the group of people who we've elected to make laws like this, and they elected not to do this. And now the governor wants to do this through executive fiat. It's just really evidence of him trying to give the Democratic Party every advantage they can, whether it be in the five, swing House seats that are up this year, or whether it be his own election. But the joke's on them. I just tweeted out an article earlier. It's actually a Yale study that shows that only 14% of parolees actually vote if they're given the opportunity to. So you're talking like 3,900 votes total from New York State. It's not even enough to swing a single House race, but it is enough to just paint Cuomo as so unhinged and so desperate to appeal to the liberal left with respect to Cynthia Nixon entering the race that he's willing to do things that are just, that just skirt the traditional roles of the legislature.
Yeah, that was my take on it from the beginning, that this is just a chess match move that he's making to try to appeal to a more liberal base than where he's at currently, and then this is how he flanks Nixon on that issue. But we'll wait and see. Councilman, always appreciate your analysis and time.
Thank you so much.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, it's Parenting Thursday. Shelley Goldberg stops by, and some more final thoughts from me. Don't go away.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad. Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words changed the world.
You risk people looking to me for Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And again, a big thank you to those of you that came to the big business breakfast that we had this morning. Had a number of people come up and say, Kev, you know, the afternoon show, it just makes all the difference to me. Said, I can't wait to get in the car and turn everything on to know what's going on. And said, that just makes everybody at the show feel really good. So thank you. Catherine, especially for you coming up to me and saying that, and the others. There were a lot of people, actually, a number of people that came by and said, never miss an afternoon with Kevin McCullough Radio, and just really grateful. So we're really grateful that you're there and you're listening and you're telling your friends and telling more people about it every single day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of the things that I think is worth telling people about is the little segment that we have here on Thursdays where we try to hack parenting. And we do that with an expert. She reported on parenting issues for New York One for many years. She's now the correspondent for social and cultural things or something along those lines on AM 970, The Answer in New York. And she joins us on Thursdays. Shelley Goldberg, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to be with you.
So this week, we're going to talk about what?
Well, this morning, Kevin, I was at an event. It was this new program, a new mentoring program, and I was with Matilda Cuomo and Jennifer Rabb, who's the president of Hunter College. And in this classroom, I looked around, and everywhere I turned, I saw quotations on the wall. And in fact, one of them I jotted three of them down, but one of them was, I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. And I thought, that's what we should be talking about, because quotations are so incredibly powerful. They inspire kids. They motivate kids. They're a great way to encourage reading. They're self-soothing. When you sit in the bed and you're reading a book of quotes, it can help you with loneliness. And if you failed at something, developing courage. It's just a great resource for kids and for families. So, Kevin, my friend.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite quote?
Well, I don't know if I have favorite quotes. I have quotes that stuck with me my entire life. And so I guess because of just their longevity, they don't ever leave my brain. And I think they helped me become who I am. For instance, I grew up living next door to my grandfather. And he was one of the hardest working people I ever saw. And he would tell me about his adventures growing up. He kind of went to work to support his family when he was like 8, 9 years old. His mom was bedridden. His dad had died. And he went out and he was an entrepreneur and he invented things and sold things and just figured out ways to support the family. He and 7 siblings and his mom. But one of the things he used to say to me all the time when I was around his house helping him do odd jobs and stuff, he would say, Kev, and he'd kind of pat me on the knee and he'd say, I want you to remember this. He'd hold his finger up. I want you to remember this. Plan your work and work your plan. And then he'd go back to what he was doing. And I hear it 100 times when you're a kid. You don't even think about it. And what do I do nowadays? I get out my notes and I plan my work. And then I hopefully throughout the day work my plan. And it's really been something that has stuck with me my whole life.
That's fascinating. It doesn't surprise me, those words of wisdom. I think if you ask most people, there are those sentences that are flying around in our heads, those phrases, those
paragraphs. We don't even know where they come from sometimes, but they're there.
Right, right. So what I'm suggesting is that as parents, that everyone pay a little bit more attention to how powerful those words of wisdom are. Now, it can come from a grandparent. It can come from someone, extended family member. As kids get older, sometimes they don't want to hear it from their parents, right away. And then we all get older and we realize how wise our parents really were when they told us things.
Yeah.
But wherever it comes from. So I am just suggesting, and I'm going to give you some, there's two wonderful books. One is 300.
Well, I was going to ask you, did you have one? What was the quote that you had growing up?
I have two. Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous.
I like that.
Einstein.
That's good.
Einstein.
That's
and
good.
The other is, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. So those are two of my favorites. But I'm going to suggest to parents that they send their kids a quote if they're in college, that they create a family quote, that you discuss quotations and words of wisdom over dinner, that these are the books that you should be looking for, but there's such value in wisdom. And, you know, we don't pay enough attention to the wise things. In the Bible, we don't pay attention to what people said 300 years ago, 200 years ago, but there's so much wisdom there. And so this is just my reminder. In addition to the words of wisdom we get from a grandparent or a parent,
sure,
really think about those quotations.
No, I think that's great. I was thinking of another one that my mom used to say to me a lot, because I had trouble being motivated as a young kid. I always wanted to kind of take the easy way and then, like, slough off and then, like, wouldn't
you,
like, finish
I
the
find
job.
That hard to believe.
Well, so she would say this to me when she'd come in and, you know, she'd send me to clean my room, and I wouldn't really clean it. I'd just throw everything in the closet and then, you know, shut the door. She'd come in, she'd open the closet door, and everything would fall out. And she'd say, "Now, why didn't you take the time to do this right the first time?" And I would look at her and I'd be like, "Well, I thought I could get done with it." She goes, "Well, where are you going to find time to do it over again?" And that became, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, when will
where
you find
gonna
time
find
to do it
time
over again?
To do it over again.
And guess what? I got better at doing it the first time. Over a period of time, it took a few years, but over time, I got better at doing things the first time. And now I do try, you know, the first time out to get it right.
Do you create family quotes for your family? Do you find yourself very aware of what you're saying to your children that they're going to retain and remember the rest of their lives?
I hope. I mean, they're at the ages right now where you want to just have the little cute things to just, you know, make them do what they need to do. But I as we go on in life, I do want to be able to craft some things that will stay with them for, you know, longer periods. And they've already heard the quotes I've given you from, you know, my grandfather and my mother. So I have a feeling that some of these things will get passed down as time goes by. But before we leave, I hear the music. Real quickly, what's the name of those books you were going to recommend?
365 Days of Wonder. That's a quote for every day of the year.
Nice.
And that's for R.J. Palacio. And the other is The Ultimate Book of Inspiring Quotes for Kids.
We'll make sure we put those on the podcast page with the podcast today. But Shelley Goldberg, as always, I'm inspired by your being with us. And thank you for coming and helping us out today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, final thoughts before we finish this Thursday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating, all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And But fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal. We're just fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it may sound like I'm a broken record today, but seriously, if I had even one more person come up to me and say, Kev, you guys, the lineup that you've got here in New York on AM 970 The Answer, I just can't believe it's like the best lineup of all the talk radio stations in the city. And I said, you know what? There's a lot of people that are seeing it that way. We don't air anybody's podcast in drive time. We don't do stuff like that. We have consistent, reinforceable viewpoints with people that are serious commentators, and we give it to you from sunup to sundown every single day. So I'm grateful to get to be a part of it. And I just want to say thanks to everybody that came to the Salem Business Breakfast this morning. And if you live in another part of the country and you weren't able to be there, well, that's on you. But you can come the next time. We'll tell you about it, and you can come join us then. I sometimes am taken a little bit aback at just how awful the level of rhetoric has gotten in our country. So I get back from the breakfast today. I jump online. I'm doing research for the show. And we're following a number of stories for you, and you know we're aggressively trying to get the best story on the air right up till the very last minute that we can get it on, and some days slower news days. Today is one of those days. So I wander over to Twitter, and I see that a bunch of my friends from the Federalist, Bree Payton, Kelsey Harkness, Bethany Mandel, who's not there anymore, but she was there for a long time, Mary Catherine Hamm, a number of others. Are all being just excoriated by this former Republican op, Sherry Jacobus. She writes for the USA Today, and she's very pretentious, and she was all up on her high horse about who funds the Federalist. Evidently, this has turned into a thing in the Beltway. The Federalist is a privately owned website, and they don't tell who owns them. And I talked to no less than six contributors today, and I asked all of them, I said, have you ever had your story changed when you've turned it in? And they said, not at all. So there's these weird people that should be on the same team that are conspiring theories about how this website's going down and so forth. And it's just ridiculous. Well, along those same lines, then I flip over to Twitter and I see in my news feed a note from the Washington Examiner. You know, we lost Barbara Bush yesterday. Big loss to our country's history. Wife and mother to two presidents. And a fellow by the name of Roger Stone said, literally, she's descending into hell right now when asked about his thoughts. Now, the man may hate her, but to do that on someone's grave,
And, you know, Roger's one of these guys. He says he doesn't want anybody to like him. He actually does want to be liked. But what a jerk. What an absolute jerk, Roger. I don't get it. So today, Roger Stone's not on my happy list. In fact, he's beneath tax collectors, drug dealers, murderers, rapists, and human traffickers at this point. And if he wants to apologize, we can change that. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.